You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome once again, everybody. I am so excited. Yes, I am. I really am. Thank you for tuning in to one of your favorite radio programs. You know what time it is. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yay! Aren't you glad? I really am. I thank you. Several of you have sent me emails, and others of you have found me on Facebook and all of that good stuff. Thank you. My friends over there that are in England and the London, England area. Don't that sound nice to say London, England? Yeah, my friends over there. How are you doing on today? I wonder, have you all been at the time of this recording? It is during the height of this pandemic of coronavirus. But I wonder, are those of you in England, how are y'all dealing with things over there? You know, I'm curious as to how is the world dealing with all of this that is going on. But no doubt about it, we will get through this. We just got to keep our mind motivated on success. Keep our mind motivated on healing. You attract whatever you put your mind on. Now, what does that scripture say in the Bible? He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Isaiah 26, verse 3. So just, hey, maintain peace of mind. In the midst of this pandemic, we're going to maintain, we're going to attract, we're going to breathe in, we're going to visualize healing, manifestation, great joy, right? Even in the middle, some of you working at home and got your kids with you all day. I think that's been the biggest adjustment for me. I love them. God, and they're so sweet. But they're here all day. And they don't bother me. It's just the fact that they're here. Just like, don't you have somewhere to go? But I pray you're doing really, really good on today and really excited that you're still here and we're still moving forward. On today, I want to talk about something. A gentleman called me for a reading and he began to ask me a question. Well, he was really conveying his sentiments about helping people. And because he had a service that he offered in cleaning pools. And he told me, he said, you know, I tried to help some people just to be nice. But he said, I'm starting to feel people taking advantage of me. And some people, they're not doing as I'm requesting them to do with their pool and all of that. And it made me think, you know how sometimes you go to meet somebody at a business and they start off by saying, may I help you? And that really began to ring in my spirit as I was talking to the gentleman. And I began to realize that everybody, you just can't help. Everybody, you just cannot help. So what do you do with those persons that you cannot help? What do you do? So I want to deal with that. Sometimes, even in this pandemic, you want to help people, but then there are some people, they don't want your help. They don't want your help. You may try to offer them something and because you may have contaminated. You know, so what do you do with people that really don't want your help? And some people say, well, just walk away. But sometimes it's just not that easy because you really do care and you really want to help them. Sometimes even with our children, we want to help them manage through life's difficult issues. But sometimes, dad, that's the old way of doing it. All right, boy. All right, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help you. Listen, I got some callers already in queue, and we want to find out, is there anybody that you ever could not really help? What did you do? What did you really do? Or how do you handle that? Listen, don't go anywhere. In fact, turn up the volume. It's time for you to be motivated, invigorated, and encouraged on your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't you go nowhere. I'm going to the callers right after this. Thank you. Now, you all know that's my workout music, right? That gets me going. And but you know what? I've been wanting to take a walk outside, but right now in Georgia, forget the coronavirus. These bees are everywhere calling that doggone pollen. I'm telling you, the bees are everywhere. And they some big jokers too, boy. Them some big old bees here in Atlanta. I'm like, God, what is up? I said, hey, y'all can have the neighborhood. I'll wait till y'all get whatever y'all go get, and then I'm going to go outside and walk. But listen, sometimes you're trying to help people, but sometimes they just don't want to, you know, take your help, or they don't trust you. And sometimes in this pandemic, you don't know, you know, who you could really help. You know, you go to the store and you use the basket. You're scared to touch the basket. You're scared to do anything. But sometimes when you really want to help people and do what you can for them, sometimes they just don't want it, and it may hurt your feelings. So how do we handle that? How do you handle trying to be kind to someone and they say no, or you trying to offer a chance maybe to clean their house for them since you find that they are maybe incapacitated, they can't move as much, and while you trying to clean their house, they're trying to tell you you missed a spot, you need to mop that floor, and you see it's like you taking advantage of me. I'm doing this for you as a courtesy. And so it kind of flipped the script. How do you handle that? Well, listen, I'm going to give some readings on today, and I'm going to some callers, and maybe I believe I can find someone that can give me some advice on that. So let's go to Nashville. Am I in Nashville with Anita? Anita, how are you doing on today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Anita. Now, Anita, have you ever had someone that refused your help?
Yes.
How did you handle
I have a sister. Since we're family, it was kind of difficult to like move on because you see each other from time to time. She is my sister, so it ain't like I can completely just walk away. She does still live in Nashville with me. But what I found myself doing was trying to pray about our relationship or praying about our relationship and hoping that God will either open her mind and open my mind and open her heart and open my heart so that we can come together and actually act civil towards each other. It's hard to do when you're acting in the flesh, but if you let God take over, things will turn around as he sees fit.
So I like the fact that you said you asked God to open her heart and open my heart. And I feel that's a missing component sometimes, because we're looking at the other person. They just crazy. They just being all selfish. But sometimes we have to understand, why are they acting that way? Sometimes the other party may just really be afraid, and they're scared to death, and right, they do not know how to accept your help. I remember one time, right, I was trying to, I don't know. I think the Lord had laid somebody on my heart, and I was just going to give them some money. And I just wanted to give them some money. Well, they didn't take it. And I was like, well, you know, in my mind, like, well, fine, then go. My feelings was a little, what they say now, I was feeling some kind of way. Well, later on, I found out that the reason why they didn't take it, basically because I was a man. And one time they took some money from a man, and he was expecting something else in return. And so I didn't think about that, because I wasn't trying to flirt or anything. I was just thought I was going to help you out. But so sometimes we have to look at the other person. Why are they rejecting this? Why? And they was very adamant. No, no, no. And I'm like, it's only, you know, because they were going through a rough time, and I was really just trying to give them $100 to, but no, in their mind, it equated to, you know, he's going to want something else later on. So sometimes we got to ask God, Lord, open our heart, open my mind, that I could see where they are coming from. That's kind of like what you're praying, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So tell me something. What can I look into for you on today, Anita? What is a question that you may have?
Oh. Yeah. I've been feeling down, and I want out of this situation. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know if it's actually a question as much as it is, how long will I be like this? Or what do I need to do to get out of this?
One time, a friend of mine was in a sorority. They were pledging. I think that's what they call it. And they said to them that were pledges or whatever, go throw yourself out the window. And they looked at her like, and, you know, they, she was crazy. Like, I ain't doing that. I don't care how much of an organization this is. But what they were doing was trying to get them to rethink. So now I'm going to ask you, if I told you to go throw yourself out of the window, how could you do that and yet be safe?
Right.
Answer the question. How can you do that and yet be safe?
You can. You can't.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. How can you do it?
Would I be able to put a mattress on the ground and jump on top of the mattress?
This is what the answer is, real quickly. They and really what they were trying to get her to do. They said, well, you could have done a few things, but one idea they gave her was take your driver's license and throw it out the window, because that's who you are. You're nothing without your ID, so throw it out the window. Now, because your ID is really, it really is you, but it proves who you are. So that's what they were just trying to get her to rethink. Now, I would have never thought of that in a million years, I'll be honest. But what I'm saying for you to answer your question is you got to first get your mind out. Get out with your mind. Second, follow your mind. We keep saying, I want out. Well, that means your mind is already out. Now you just got to follow where your mind is. So the question comes, where is your mind? Where do you want to be? Where do you really want to be, Anita? Answer that for me.
I want to be in school.
Okay, so now you need to follow your mind. Let's go. And there's a scripture in the Bible I always quote, because it's one of my favorite stories about the lepers. As they went, they were healed. When Jesus told them, go show yourself to the priest, it didn't happen. The healing didn't happen until they started obeying, following the mind. He put it in their mind, go show yourself to the priest. And while they were following their mind, boom, stuff started healing in their body. So if you really want out, follow your mind. This is your season to really prove that you can do it. You're a very strong woman. And I don't know you right now, but I will tell you this. You've gone through tougher things than this just 3 years ago. This is what he's telling me. So therefore, don't get tricked in saying or thinking that you're not strong enough to handle this. You got this. So you've been through this and even worse. So now is your time to prove how strong you really are. Does that make sense to you, Anita?
Yes, it does.
So now, follow your mind. Let's go. Don't start asking your question. Well, what if, or what if? No, we ain't got time for all that. You know, but what if it don't have, what if my sister don't ever speak to me? You just got to go with it now. Follow your mind.
Okay.
And things will begin to happen for you. That proves your faith. Okay.
Okay.
I thank God for you need it. Now you need it. You washing your hands?
Yes.
Well, blessings to you, Anita. Hang in there, my dear, and stay safe and stay encouraged, okay?
Thank you.
Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. Oh, I got a lot of people I got to get to. Don't go anywhere now. I'll be right back. you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and let's see. I believe I'm going to stay right here in Georgia with all these bees. These bees are everywhere. Good God. with Raquel, otherwise known as Wonder Woman. How you doing, Raquel?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know what, Raquel? When I first moved to Atlanta about 3 years ago, I moved at this month. In fact, this makes 3 years. April makes 3 years, me officially being here. And when I moved here, I saw these big old bees. I like, oh, God, do I need to go back to California?
Yeah, I saw a lot of insects that I felt the same way because I'm from Chicago. And there's bugs here that you just don't see everywhere else.
But the good thing is they don't last for long. So soon, you know, these bees are going to be out the way. I guess they go, they like them hood brothers. They go get what they want, get on out the way. Right. I shouldn't have said that. Shame on me. But listen, Raquel, have you ever had a situation where someone just did not want your help or they refused your help? Have you ever had a situation like that?
I'm literally going through that right now, and I don't know if this is exactly what you're talking about, but my mom, she has stage 4 cancer, and so she's in Chicago and I'm here, and like she's not eating, and it's so difficult. You know, I'll get on the phone with her and I'm like, Mom, you gotta eat, and she's like, no, I don't want to. And it's just like it makes you really have to step back and be okay with not having control. Although, like, as far as I'm concerned, if I was there, I'd be force feeding her. But it's so hard. So what I've been doing is just praying. I mean, that's all you really can do, and asking God to take over, because some things are just simply out of your control.
And you know, I learned something with that. You know, my mother passed away last year. And so it really, I had to understand that they have their wants. Yeah. And I could not. That was when I really had to understand, am I being selfish?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really had to ask myself that question, because I really did. I felt like I was. And I had to honor her request. At that time, some people, they really do not want to eat. They really don't want to eat. They some of them are ready to go. And they just want to move on. They want to move on. They want to find out what life is like on the other side. And then I didn't want to also be, I don't know how to say this. I didn't want to be selfish, but then I didn't want to be a hypocrite either. And the hypocrite is, you know, I've been teaching and in church been preaching all about heaven, and like I've been there, you know, but we saying all the pearly gates and the golden streets and the angels and Jesus and all of that. But now I don't want my mother to go there. I want her to stay here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, am I being a hypocrite? And, you know, am I being selfish? So I do understand that. So we got to understand as well, like the previous caller, hey, God, help me to see where this person is coming from and help me to really make them as comfortable as I can. So I commend you, Raquel, on doing that.
Thank you.
I really do. Yeah, I commend you.
It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with.
I understand. And I'm glad that you're not there to force her, because you don't want to do that either. You really don't want to do that. You know, isn't that something now? Unfortunately, we don't want mom to pass, but wouldn't that be something to say, my last thing was forcing food down her throat? You don't want her to have that memory. You don't want her to have that.
I understand,
So, I tell you what, Raquel, what is something that I can look into for you on today?
Okay, so I'm not going to ask about that, because I don't know if I'm ready for anything that spirit has for me for that.
No, you're not. So let's move on.
So, I have a lot of questions about my acting career, and it's such a struggle. I just want to know, am I ever going to get there?
In due time, you will. Now, that's not the answer that is the answer, but we don't like that term, in due time. This is a time to really stretch yourself, expand yourself. In the midst of acting, there's so much more to you. I'm looking like at a, you know, them old fashioned fans that you had to spread. I don't know how to say it, but them Victorian fans, you had to, it looked like a little stick at first and then you spread it open and you can fan yourself. So I feel that's what is happening for you. Like you're spreading yourself and you're really seeing how that you're more powerful or you're more than an actress. There's so much more to you. Stick with entertainment. It is working for you and it is good for you. Stick with it. And this is a season now that I even see, what is it? What am I looking at? YouTube. I'm seeing social media and I see you doing things on social media. I don't know what, but I just see you doing things on social media that will get you more exposed. So right now, you have to expand yourself. But yes, in due time, this is a good career for you. And I do feel that you will definitely make it in the acting field. It also goes with what we're saying. Basically, what today's show is how you deal with rejection. Because that's what some people, they're rejecting you. They say, I don't want your help. Well, in acting, some people are rejecting you. No, not this time. Well, maybe the next movie or maybe the next play. So you're dealing with that rejection. Lord, this is coming to me. When you make a prayer or before you go into an audition, pray this prayer. Lord, help me to see what they are looking for.
Okay.
Help me to see what they are looking for. Give me insight as to what the producer or the director is looking for. Now, I know normally we're going to try to guess it, but really ask for that insight. Some people don't ask. They just try to, I think this is what they're looking for, but really ask, what are they looking for? Okay?
Yes, sir.
I thank you so much, Wonder Woman. Hang in there. Hopefully, now we in Georgia. Hopefully, when all this corona thing is over, we gonna have to meet up. Okay,
well, it's shutting everything down.
The malls are closed. God, I can't wait till this is over. I'm going crazy, but I'm gonna be all right. I'm gonna be all right.
There's a season for everything, right?
It is. Hang in there, Raquel. I look to see you on television real soon. Okay.
Thank you.
Blessings to you. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I am so glad to be here with you on today. I believe I'm going, now I was in Georgia, now I'm going to where my home is, my hometown of Houston, Texas. I believe I have Iris. Iris, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing, Iris?
I am well, and yourself, thank you for asking.
Oh, I'm doing good. Now, Iris, have you ever had a situation where, you know, somebody just did not want your help?
Yeah, many times. Many times.
Oh, you say many times.
Yes.
How did you deal with it?
Well, one thing I did discover about me, and not making it about me, but I found out that I was the enabler. Okay. So then I had to change my prayer up and say, Lord, just help me to stay out of it and do whatever it is you're going to do. Don't hurt her because that's my baby, you know, but I don't know anything else to do, but it's just the more I try to, you know, I tried to be available and be supportive, but at the same time, I tried setting boundaries with her, you know, but setting them so that they, you know, things wouldn't go awry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I guess at the same time, trying not to force the issue and apply pressure, maybe the pressure that I needed to apply a long time ago. So, just here recently, we went through a pretty rough time, really rough time. And I had to make a decision. I made a decision that was a bad decision. And then I said, no, this is not going to happen. I said, okay, you got to go. You got to go. And so now I don't know where she is. Being worried as a parent. So, you know, it's just... I guess now it's in a situation where okay, so God said, okay, well, since you pray and ask me to fix it, and then when I start fixing it, you want to help me, and then you just mess up, and then we got to start back over, I'm just going to remove her completely. So I'm just concerned, you know. I'm going through a lot of stuff. I want to move. I want to relocate again, you know.
Let me help you on one thing. When you said I made a bad decision, I felt an error. No, you did not make a bad decision. I don't want you to ever say that again. You did not make a bad decision. You made a decision of help. And in the midst of helping, there was a revelation that took place. You know, sometimes we have to go through different little tests to see how bad the situation may be, or and what is called an assessment. Let me assess. And the only way I can assess, I have to go through mainly a test. And that's all you did. You went through a testing. Now you find out in doing this, that's not going to work. Or we're doing, like in the hospital, we're going to try this particular antibiotic, but no, that's not going to work. So let's take her off of that and let's try something else. It wasn't a bad decision. It was just we was trying to see what would work. And you were proving your love. You were proving your care and your concern. So now, I love the fact that you made the statement says, Lord, help me to stay out of it. Sometimes that is the hardest thing. Help me stay out. And really, we're not totally out, but what you're really saying is help me to really be quiet with them in person. Help me not to interfere with them physically. But I always tell people, go around to the back door. If they don't let you in the front door, go to the back door. Now, the back door for me is prayer. The back door for me is really praying, meditating, visualizing what I'm wanting to happen. And that's what you did. Now, let me answer. Let me say this. And what I encourage you to do, because this is the last thing I heard from Spirit regarding you. You got to prioritize what you want. You're trying to do too many things at one time. And you don't be mad what I'm telling you, but you're getting in the way. You're getting in the way because you're doing too much at one time. Well, I need all of this done. I know that. And we go take care of it all. But you're starting to get in the way. It's like you in the kitchen cooking. You got your cornbread, your mustard greens, your frying chicken, and you're making potato salad. And here comes somebody. Well, aren't you done with the chicken? No. Well, where's the greens? No. Look, get out of the kitchen, you know, because you know what you're doing. You're cooking and you're monitoring everything. So this is what God is saying. He's cooking everything for you. He's got a full course meal for you. But stop worrying about one thing. Then you jump over here, you jump over that. I tell you what, if you really want to help me, you just get excited about dinner and get excited about prosperity, success, whatever you want to love, a happy family. Focus on focus it more general, because you can't go too, and sometimes some people say you need to fine tune what you want, but because you got too much going in your mind right now, I encourage you, focus on the general part right now. Just relaxation. You know, when you go to bed at night or even taking a nap, focus on just being comfortable, relaxing all the muscles and going to sleep in peace. Okay? Then you'll find that the greens will get done, the cornbread will get done, the chicken will get done, the potato salad will get done, and he may even throw in some peach cobbler. So you just relax. But I do feel that greater change is coming for you. I don't know if it's May or if it's April, but somebody have a birthday in one of those months connected to you real close. Who is that?
My eldest daughter and my grandson and my brother.
The daughter, when is her birthday?
April the 16th.
That's the one. That's the one. I don't know whoever that is. Well, I know you said your daughter, but around about that time, things are going to change a little bit. But now I need to warn you, it may be a little bit of trouble, but it's going to be peace. You hear me? It's going to be peace that will take place. Okay. So just hold on to what I just said. Sometime it, like he said, it was going to get better, but look like the thunderstorm. Well, But trust me, it's going to get better. But we needed this to happen. I don't know what, if it's related to her or you or the situation you just named, but something is going to happen around about that time. And but immediately a great calming will take place. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I want you to hang in there, Iris, and you washing your hands, right, Iris?
Yep.
Maintain that social distancing, Iris, and we will come through this together. So you hang in there and keep in contact with me. Let me know how things are going for you, okay?
Okay, I will.
Blessings to you. Listen, everybody, don't go anywhere. I got more people that I got to get to. I guarantee you, in the midst of all that is going on, let's prophetically state it's going to be a lovely day right now.
When the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely affair. And when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you and I know it's gonna be
your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach, your spiritual life coach. I got to get used to saying that. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm going back to the line. Hey, you got to really claim that it's a lovely day. Although we quarantine and everything, it's still a lovely day. You know, I really am grateful. I can look outside and see how pretty it is, even though them bees outside my window. But that's all right. They're going to go away soon. But listen, let me go back to the line and let's speak to Garon. Did I say that right? Is it Garon?
Yes. Yes, sir. It's Garon.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you today?
Wonderful. Now, Garon, where are you calling me from?
Meridian, Mississippi.
Meridian? Oh, okay. I need to ask my wife. I think her.
I know your wife. Your wife very well.
Mm-hmm. You know her very well. Now look at here. What was she like?
Nah. it's always been sweet, but actually I'm kind of like we're kind of like family. We all grew up in church together, so
oh,
know them very well.
Oh my, well that I'm gonna have to ask her about you. That you ain't got no dirt to give me on her. Oh man.
Oh, look, man, she's always been a good girl. Her, her sisters, her daddy. Nothing. I mean, she seems to be the same. So,
well, that
would be nice.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad. So now, Garon, have you ever had a situation where someone did not really, they just didn't want your help?
I'm actually going through that right now with my mother and my brother. They haven't been talking the last couple of years, so I've been kind of trying to be the mediator, but the problem is that they're so much alike that I can't get them, you know, either one to budge, even though with all this stuff, this pandemic going on. I said, well, maybe this will, you know, kind of help them repair their relationship, but nobody's budging.
Wow. So what do you do since they're not budging? How do you handle that?
Well, I've always kind of been the mediator anyway, and it's almost like relaying messages, you know. It's kind of, you know, it's weird because me and my brother talk every day, and then me and my mom talk a lot too. But it's like, you know, she kind of check up on him through me and vice versa. So it's kind of put me in a weird spot.
How your brother doing? Well, Mom, why don't you call him? I asked you how your brother doing.
Right.
Well, it's good to know that she still cares. That's a good thing to know. That and they still care one for another. So I'm going to wish you the best on that to get them together. And really pray that it does come together, that the relationship comes together. And it's sad to say, but it is true that many people have passed away with this virus. And so I pray that things do change. That they can come together. So it's going to get better. I believe that. So, Garon, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Two questions. I have a business I just got involved in, and I want to know if this is the business that's going to flourish for me. And then two, me and my wife just had our first grandchild, and she's already real busy. It seems like everything kind of pulls her away from our relationship. And I want to see, is our relationship ever going to be closer, or do I have to keep expecting us to keep getting separated? Or
you said you and your wife blanked out for a second. You said you all had another child?
No, we had our first grandchild.
Oh, okay. You sound like you just is like 24, 25. You got another grandchild.
No, this is my first grandson.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. Now, what I am picking up about the business, it will do well, but you're being distracted. You're being overwhelmingly distracted. And I want to say it's because of the wife. You're being very distracted. Now, I believe you're trying to do the business to also prove yourself. I don't know what happened in the relationship, but it's like something happened and it pulled a level of respect down, and you're trying to prove yourself again. I got this. I can do this. And I don't feel the support. And it may be rightfully so. I don't know, but I don't feel like you're getting the support that you really want, but you really are trying to prove yourself again. Does that make sense?
Does.
Okay. To answer the second question, will the relationship get closer again? It's going to take a great effort. It really is going to take a great, great effort on both parties' part. Now, but you all have not really been talking. You've been speaking, but you have not been talking. That's what Spirit is telling me. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So I need you all to really talk. I need you to really talk. And I want to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to ask you that you create a nice romantic atmosphere. You know, let's sit down, put on some nice music, some candles, and let's just talk. You got to create this atmosphere. Get some strawberries, put some things out there just for us to cancel our phones and let's just cut the phones off. Let's just talk. Let's get to know each other again. And this is what I feel that's going to have to happen in the relationship, because there's a hiding We're using the grandkids. We're using different things to hide our feelings. And we're not really talking. We're speaking. How you doing? You all right? What you want for dinner? Okay. Have you heard about this? Guess who died? It's a virus. You know, we're speaking, but we're not really talking. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
All right. So do that for me. Let's just let's take a moment to rekindle the talking and the communication and listening, because we're talking, we got to have listening. And so sometimes they may say something that we don't like, but we got to practice listening. Okay. And I do need, I know this is going to sound funny, but I have to be honest what I'm hearing. We do need more touching. We need hugging, embracing, and we do need sex. We really do need that, but that's kind of far away right now, but we do need it, okay? So I do want you to embrace, touch some kind of way, hold the hand, hold each other, whatever you can do, even if it's just for 30 seconds or maybe 5 seconds. Let's start somewhere with touching, because there's communication through the touch, okay?
Gotcha.
Well, hang in there, my friend. I'm believing and I'm sure things are going to improve. All right?
I definitely appreciate it.
Blessings to you now in Meridian, Mississippi. Hang in there. I believe we're going to make it too. Yeah, and I know you are washing your hands out there, right?
Man, every 5 minutes I'm in a clinic, so...
Oh, but then you got to do it. You got to do it. Listen, hang in there, my friend. I look forward. Give me an update. Let me know how things are going for you, okay?
All right, I'm going to schedule a session with you as well. So
okay, I look forward to it. And that reminds me, everybody, listen, I'm glad you said that. That reminds me. Tell you what, those of you that want a session, because several people have called me about the sessions, and as my way of helping out during the coronavirus, if you get a 50-minute session, normally it's $150, but if you use the code word SUCCESS, my 50-minute sessions are only $100 right now. We take $50 off. So if you, I have to say it is for a limited time only, but for right now, use the code word SUCCESS. When you're booking an hour session or a 50-minute session, and you'll get $50 off. Okay, so keep that in mind. Text the word READING to 40691. Again, text the word READING to 40691, and you can get a session with Dr. Mosley. A 50-minute session is only $100 if you use the code word SUCCESS. Okay? So keep that in mind, Garon. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, I am very excited. I'm going to Albany. I believe I'm going to our friend up there in Albany, Miss Carol. How you doing, Miss Carol?
I'm just fine, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Now, you washing your hands, Carol?
Endlessly. Endlessly.
I don't think I've ever washed my hands as much.
I know, it's really hard on the skin, but this is what we need to do in these times. So
yes.
Wash we do.
I'm putting on sanitizer right now as we speak. But listen, Carol, have you ever had a situation where someone they did not receive your help?
Absolutely. I actually had that situation with my mother, and she was having some issues and was not responsive to my help, and actually went in another direction, which created massive losses for her in terms of not just material, though those were certainly massive, but in terms of the level of respect that she was getting from people and just her overall health conditions. And it was very, very difficult to deal with, because you want so badly to help, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just can't. Sometimes it's not about you. It's about the other person and the tests and the lessons that they need to learn. And you have to let go and move forward in faith. Trust me, I cry many, many tears over this separation with my mother. And it really hurt. It really hurt. But there was nothing further that I could do. And I had to, at some point, accept that.
You know, I love what you said, and I told someone this. Everybody you can't help, and everybody is not meant for you to help. Some lessons they must learn, some things they have to go through to acquire the information they needed. And so sometimes it's good for us to offer, but some people it's not meant for you to save them, help them, encourage them. They have to go that route. Some people, unfortunately, have to go to jail, have to go to prison, have to go through particular illnesses or surgeries. They needed to learn this. Even some people had to go through divorce. And it proved to us that, hey, Spirit, God is able to keep you even after divorce, after whatever we have gone through. So I had to learn that. I had to tell a client of mine that once, that everybody's not your client. So you got to remember, everybody is not assigned to you. So I love what you said. Let go and move on. So, Carol, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I just want to say to you, first of all, that we had talked some months back, and you talked to me about meeting someone, a romantic interest, which turned out to be quite true. So that was going along very well. Of course, now we have Corona, but it's been a tumultuous, I would have to say, 6 months since my birthday, 9/11. And I started my New Year's Eve. I had wonderful plans and then ended up having to plan a funeral for an extended family member that didn't have anyone else. And I recently lost my mother, actually just lost her in the middle of all this Corona. Fortunately, it was not due to Corona, but it was still very difficult to try and arrange things, particularly long distance. And it was an odd situation because in one moment I was on a phone call where this gentleman was really clearly expressing his feelings. So I was feeling very up. And then literally 3 minutes later, I got a call saying my mother had passed. So that was a real roller coaster of emotions. Wow. So things have been, yes, literally 3 minutes. Wow. I looked at it on my phone. I just couldn't believe how I went from a real high to such a low so quickly. And so, you know, there have been a lot of things like that. That have been going on, that I just feel like I'm on this roller coaster. I was excited about applying for a promotion, but as we got closer and I was going through the process and was actually assured that I was pretty confident that I was going to get the promotion. The problem was my spirit was not feeling that this was the particular job for me. And I ended up withdrawing from consideration, and now I'm particularly glad that I did. So it's just been very tumultuous, and I'm just trying to get a feel for, at the end of this, or as moving forward through the year, do you see things settling down? Do you see my relationship being able to continue or survive this? I'm just feeling really I don't know how to explain it, but it's been a roller coaster of emotion.
Yes, you will survive, and the relationship will survive. But the relationship will, right now, with coasting, it's like going real slow, which is good. It really is good. This is a time.
I'm trying your best.
Yeah, it's going really slow, but and I feel that's really good. It's communicating is really good. And what is going to happen around about the end of the fall, that's when things will really kick up faster, and I feel like a wave, a strong wave. So that's telling me things will really get very intense, very wonderful. And I really do feel that. So things are going to really go well for you, I do feel. But enjoy this process, because there's healing for you right now, and there's therapy for you right now. I don't understand all of this, but I feel like I'm in a house, and the house is really your life, but I'm going into a back room that is perfect. No, nothing has been moved. Everything is still the same, but it's dusty. Now that tells me, that's my sign to say there are some things that we need to clear out, because it's like that room has been not allowed for nobody to visit. It's like nobody goes into that back room, because that is we've been saving that because of it's reminding us of a hurt or something that has gone or something that we're missing. Don't nobody go in there. Leave it just the way it is. I'll get to it when I get to it. But now it's time to go into that particular room, that aspect of our life, get rid of some old memories, clean it up a little bit, and prepare for a fresh wave, a fresh wind, a fresh love. And the word I'm getting is a fresh replacement. So there's a replacement that is coming. So we got to move some things out of the way. One thing that I'm hearing really quickly is that I was a little boy, and I was getting ready to get it was Christmas time, and I told my mom I wanted a stereo. Well, it came Christmas time, and they said, it's time to open up the presents. I said, okay. Well, before I went to the tree, I had a little table in my bedroom. I removed everything off that table, because I just knew that was going to be a stereo under that tree for me. That's what I did. And my mother was laughing because they could see what I was doing. They laughing at me. Come on, Michael. I said, I'm coming. And so finally I got down to the tree, and I think it was the last present I opened, and that was my stereo. So I feel like we got to remove some things and open, make way for the replacement to come in. So this is going to be a very good year for you. It is a challenging year due to this virus, but it's going to be a very good year for you. Okay. All right.
So you feel that this relationship is positive and can move forward
beyond a doubt.
Because I do understand what you're saying.
Beyond a doubt. I don't have no doubt, no reservation. Okay. So hang in there, my dear.
That's something to look forward to.
Yes, you do have something to look forward to. So hang in there and keep me posted. Will you do that for me, Carol?
Absolutely. You know I'll keep in touch.
Listen, everybody, you're tuning in to your spiritual GPS to success. I am so grateful. Let me go to Michelle. I believe if I can unmute it, Michelle. Let's see here. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing on today?
Good. I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Now, Michelle, where are you calling in from?
Minnesota.
Really? Okay. Now, yep. Is it still cold out there, or is it getting warm now?
It's starting to get warm.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to wait. But ain't nobody going nowhere. Flights are cheap as all outdoors, but you ain't nobody going nowhere.
No kidding, right? Yeah.
I said, even the gas is cheap right now, but you ain't got nowhere to go.
I know. All this time, no place to go.
I'm telling you. So, Michelle, have you ever dealt with someone rejecting your help?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
How did you deal with that? Or how do you deal with that rejection?
I don't know. I guess I try not to cry. I feel there's a reason why they didn't want that help. Usually a lot of people have a lot of pride. They just don't want the help because they just feel like they can do it themselves. I'm kind of that way myself in a lot of ways.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I take it that you're a very independent person.
Yeah. I've had a really hard, rough life, I guess you could say. So that kind of made me more, I'm an understanding person, but I have a hard time like with feeling bad for other people, you know, because I feel like, well, if you don't want the help, you can't help those that don't want to be helped. So
That's very interesting to me. I really like that. You know, it's like, I'm not going to feel sorry for you because you don't want it, so I'm moving on. That's the kind of energy that I'm receiving for you. Is that right?
Right. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me, what is something I can look into for you on today, Michelle?
Okay, well, there's a lot. My life right now is really kind of inside out and upside down. Mm-hmm. First of all, I own a small business. I own a roller skating rink, so of course that had to close. So my livelihood is pretty much shut down. And I recently, I had a 13-year relationship with my partner, and she ended up, we moved. We were only in the new house for 3 months. She left. And I waited 4 months for things to get back together or back to normal or if she had any indication. Mm-hmm. So then I started seeing someone else. So now I've been seeing someone else for about 3 months. And now my ex-girlfriend wants to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, my life is kind of on the line. I only have 9 feet of small intestines left. I had lots of surgeries, and I need a new pancreas. So my health has been really declined. So I don't know what to do. It's a really unfortunate situation.
All right. This is what I'm getting for you as of right now. One thing I do want you to keep in mind, as soon as you said shut down, you said my livelihood is shut down, the roller rink has shut down. I want you to, what I heard immediately was, no, it has opened up. Part of your life shut down. But when, it's like the old saying, when one door closes, another window will open, or something of that nature. So, I'm sorry, my time is leaving, but I want to finish this. I want you to keep this in mind, and you proved it when you said you and your girlfriend first were going together, everything was going good, but then she moved, but then you opened your heart to love from somebody else, because just like you said, you have almost like a no-nonsense type attitude about things. So you opened your heart. That was good. When one door closes, another door will open. We just got to look for that door. We have to expect something greater, even when it comes to the intestine, the health issue. Well, that may have been limited, but there's another way for me to live and to thrive. I do believe spirit always gives us options. So let's look at, okay, if I can't go through that way, I got to go through another way. Stay focused on what your overall joy is, having a fun, successful life. That's what I want you to focus on.
Are you hearing anything about, like, should I go back to my old relationship or should I just move on?
If you want me to, well, now you asked me that question. I'm going to answer it straight. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I do not feel you going back to your old relationship.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
And I don't think you really want to. I think you were very hurt, but we need to practice forgiveness. But I don't feel that you, now you can, I'm not telling you what to do, but as what I'm seeing for you, I do not see that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, you got to hang in there, Michelle. I believe great things. And I want you to focus on a fun, successful life. That's what I want you to focus on. Okay.
I will, for sure. Thank you so much, and I'll tune in again.
Blessings to you, Michelle. Listen, everybody, I gotta go. That's it for me. My time is up. But listen, don't forget now, get the reading. If you want, text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691 and use the code word success for a 50-minute session, and you will get $50 off of that reading. We all got to help one another through this COVID-19, all right? So maybe that's some insight that I can give you, and I would love to. But do that now. It's only for a limited time only. So, hey, do it right now. Text the word reading to 40691. 9-1 and book a 50-minute session. Use the code word SUCCESS and it'll take $50 off. All right. I love you. I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love. God knows that's the truth, but I am out of time. Don't forget to connect with me and let's continue to stay on our spiritual path, that spiritual GPS to success. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.